Stop for an Answer by Joshua Snow Hansen. This was one mission preparation I couldn't put off any longer. Several months before my mission, I felt I needed to know for myself. I had read the Book of Mormon on my own and with my family, but I didn't feel that I had a testimony. Now, in the middle of mission preparation, I felt I needed to make sure I had a testimony, something I should have done long ago. As part of this preparation, I was taking a temple preparation class. One evening in that class, I was thinking to myself, how can I go to the temple and prepare for a mission if I don't have a testimony? I left the class confused and wanting to know the truth. It was dark. I didn't know what to do or where to go, so I sat in my car in the parking lot. I could only imagine what Joseph Smith must have gone through in his search for truth. As I sat in my car, I felt the urge to pray. I prayed with all the faith and energy I had. I felt that I really talked to God. But when I finished, I didn't feel anything different. I felt discouraged. As I left the Stake Center's parking lot, I decided to take the long way home. This was a route I would usually take if I wanted to think or get away from traffic. As I was driving and thinking, I came to a four-way stop. At that stop sign, the Spirit came over me and bore witness to me that everything I was doing was true. I began to cry. The Spirit had influenced me so strongly that I had to pull over to the side of the road. There, I thanked my Heavenly Father for that special witness. I don't know why the answer to my prayers came at that time. I was just thankful it came. I am now a full-time missionary in the Illinois-Chicago North Mission. It hasn't been easy, but whenever I have doubts, I am reminded of my experience at the stop sign and the counsel the Lord gave to Oliver Cowdery. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if you desire a further witness, cast your mind upon the night that you cried unto me in your heart, that you might know concerning the truth of these things. Did I not speak peace to your mind concerning the matter? What greater witness can you have than from God? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verses 22 and 23. All the doubts and fears I have had on my mission have been erased by that special witness at the four-way stop when the Spirit spoke peace to my mind and heart. End of the article, Stop for an Answer, by Joshua Snow Hansen. The Challenge to Become.